God, we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you that you do bring us peace, that you do and you have blessed us. We thank you, God, that we can walk in your promises and that we can walk in victory as we choose to walk that life, as we make the conscious decision to walk in your blessings, in your promises, in your blessing, in your health, in the victory that you've given us. God, I pray that you would show us even more. You would reveal to us more the greater things that you have for us. Father, that we would walk in the fullness of your promises, in the fullness of the things that you have given us already. Not the things that we could have, but the things that you've already given us. God, I pray that we would know with confidence the things that you have given us, and that we would reach out and confidently take ownership of those things. God, I pray that as we celebrate Thanksgiving today, Father, as we remember and think on your goodness, that we would be blessed, that we would be refreshed, and we would be encouraged, God. God, we thank you for the people that you've made us. Through the changes that we've made in our life. God, we thank you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. So we're in Thanksgiving today, or tomorrow, I guess. I say today because my turkey's cooking. And if anybody grabs a hold of my arm and thinks it's a drumstick because it smells like my smoker, we have Band-Aids for that. But it's good to be here. As I said earlier, we have a bunch of people that are away today. We have people visiting family. We have families here with them. And some folks are just hunkering down for a little while, and that's okay as well. But today we're celebrating Thanksgiving here as a church. And what do you talk about on Thanksgiving but Thanksgiving? That's what Stacy tells me anyways. I do what she tells me. But I think as we celebrate Thanksgiving today, I really actually wanted to talk about having an attitude of gratitude. Having an attitude of gratitude. And what does that look like in our lives? What is gratitude even, right? See, gratitude is a natural expression of thanks in response to blessings, protection, love, in response to things, the promises of His Word. That is what gratitude is. Gratitude is this natural response, this natural expression. And in the Judeo-Christian tradition, gratitude is not a tool that is used to manipulate the will of God. It's never coerced or fabricated in one's mind. It's not something that we just go through the motions and pretend. That's not what gratitude is. Rather, gratitude is a joyful commitment of one's connection with God. In the Old Testament, gratitude to God was the only condition in which life could be enjoyed. And I think some of that actually should fall into our Christian value. When we are engaged with God, when we are in relationship with God, that really is the only way in which we as believers can enjoy life. The more we're engaged with God, the greater joy we have, or should have. And the more we're engaged with God, and the more we're like, oh, I'm just down in the dumps again. Oh, this is going on. And that we need to connect with God. We need to connect with our life source, right? Our life source is God through Jesus Christ. See, for Jews, every aspect of creation provided evidence of God's lordship over their life. Every aspect of creation. Have you ever spent time and just looked at the stars, looked at the Milky Way and how beautiful the stars are, not the satellites up there blinking, but the stars? And that's one of my favorite things about camping, especially up north camping and looking at the northern lights and the Milky Way and the Big Dipper, that's what I'm calling it. The Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Sorry, I'm not a star guy. Have you guys ever looked at the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and just enjoyed how beautiful it is? And the Northern Lights, just enjoyed how awesome they are and how magnificent they are? See, the Hebrew people thank God for the magnificence of the universe. Did you ever just spend time just in awe of the universe that God created for our pleasure, our enjoyment? See, Psalms 19:1-4 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the earth. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun." See, when the Hebrew people looked at the universe, they were just in awe. They were so thankful for what God has done for them. And then Psalm 33:6-9 says, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast." We are called to be in awe of the universe. And maybe it's not the same for you, but for me, when I'm in awe of something, like when I'm just like, "Oh, look at that." And you see all the different colors dancing in the north. You know what I'm talking about? Has anybody ever looked at the northern lights and just enjoyed them? And just said, "Thank you, God, for creating that for my eyes at this moment." See, we don't take the time to just grab a hold of that moment and just say, "Thank you, God, for this." There are times where maybe around me, things seem like chaos, and all of a sudden I catch that glimmer. I'm not going to call it the Milky Way, of the Little Dipper or of the Northern Lights, and I'm just like, "Wow, thank you, Jesus. I needed that at this moment." It's the magnificence of his creation. See, the other thing that the Hebrew people, that they did, was when they received good news, they thanked God for his goodness and his great deeds. And that's really easy to do, isn't it? Like, when we get good news, some people like to receive the good news and give themselves a big old pat on the back. "Good thing I'm that good." But 1 Chronicles 16:8-12 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who rejoice, who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth." I find that really easy to do. It's really easy when things are going great and fantastic to give thanks. But also, the Hebrew people also gave thanks when things weren't necessarily going that great. Maybe when there was bad news happening, they gave thanks, trusting that he was a just God and he was a God who did as he said and who they could put their faith and their trust in still. And they could know that there is a good outcome to come because he is good and it is his character. That's why we can give thanks when maybe things aren't necessarily good around us. He is still good. He is always good. And that should deserve thanks. The people of Israel thank God for his faithfulness to his promises, because it is his character. The people of Israel thank God for deliverance from their enemies. Psalm 18, 17, we read about how he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. He delivered them, and they gave him thanks for deliverance. Or Psalm 30, verse 1 says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. He brought victory. And he continues to bring us victory now through Jesus, who died on the cross for us. That's what brought the ultimate victory for us today. The Israelites also thank God when protected from death. Psalm 30, verse 8 to 12 says, I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will I declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. In death, or in protection from death, we can sing his thanks. Or for answered prayer, we can sing and give thanks and live in thanksgiving, can't we? Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication, Psalm 28:6. Or for continued guidance is something else that we can stand on, that we can walk in. We know that as we pray to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and walks with us, and we make decisions based on the information, the knowledge, the wisdom that the Holy Spirit has given us, we know and we can be thankful because we can know it's good news. When we walk in that freedom that is given to us. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. See, gratitude, thankfulness, thanksgiving was such a vital part of Israel's, let's just the Hebrew people's religion, their life. It was really ingrained through every aspect of their life. Thanksgiving, thankfulness. And I don't know if it's because they spent some time in exile wandering around, but they were, especially those that had that relationship with God, that walked with him, and not just those that, you know, did their ceremonies. They weren't a Christmas, Easter, Father's Day, Mother's Day type of believer, of a person, but they were, obviously, because Hebrew people aren't Christians, or weren't Christians, you know what I mean? I'm going somewhere, I'm just babbling. I'm just going to stop. But gratitude was part of their life. Gratitude and thanksgiving and thankfulness to God was part of their life. It wasn't just religion, it was culture almost. Thanks offerings acknowledging the blessings of God. They would offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. That's Psalm 50, verse 14. They gave shouts of joy to God, to the Lord, as we can read in Psalms 42, verse 4. They sang songs of praise. And so many verses. I had here Psalms 145, 7. They use music and dance in celebration. Now, I know none of you want to see my dance moves because I don't know if I got my dance moves from my mom or my dad, but neither were good. My dad lacked some rhythm, I think. But the Hebrew people danced with joy. They danced. They danced without regret. They danced in thankfulness. It was a celebration of his goodness. And all of these pieces added to the spirit of thanksgiving in their worship. And far too often I find that the church of 2021 has become a bit like me, afraid to dance. Afraid to celebrate his goodness. Afraid to honor him for all that he has done and for his who he is. I'm drawing a blank on the word I'm looking for. On his character, that's the word. They're afraid to celebrate his character, which is good, right? See, I find the church of 2021 is crippled by fear, handcuffed by fear, and not willing to celebrate things and continue, and we've talked about this before, and continually gives God an out for not doing what he says he will do. Don't we? And when we need to be a people like this that will dance, that will celebrate, that will shout for joy, that will celebrate the victory that we have because we've already been given it. Even though we may not be living in it, we might not be walking in it ourselves because that's our choice. Even subconsciously, we're made that choice at times. And we need to step out and start walking in that joy, celebrating. See, it's not just tomorrow that's Thanksgiving Day, but every single morning we wake up should be Thanksgiving Day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we need to celebrate that each day. I've told you guys before that saying my old friend had. Before I praise the Lord before my feet hit the floor. We give him thanks. We sing a song. We praise him. Before we even get out of bed, that sets the culture for our day. That sets the mood for our day. If we get up and say, oh, the stupid birds woke me up. I only say that when I'm camping. Before our feet hit the floor, we praise the Lord. We thank him for the victories, the things that we are going to see. We thank him for the goodness that we are going to see that day. Before we even get up. Because we know that he is good and he is with us. See, I like Paul. I'm jumping to the New Testament now, sorry. I like Paul. I know some people are like, oh, Paul, crazy Roman. But Paul, listen to Paul. Paul said stuff like that just spoke about the expression of gratitude is tied so closely to our response of faith. Paul encouraged believers to give thanks in all things. We need to be a people that give thanks in all things. There is good in our life because we have God with us. There is good, and we can give gratitude in all things. This morning, I wasn't very happy when I had to go into the smoker and my clothes for the day were going to smell like smoke. I was disappointed by it. But I thought, great, this is awesome because now people are going to want to talk to me because I smell so darn good. Giving thanks for all things. I'm just joking, but you know what I mean, right? Like we can look at things and we can see God in action, especially when you look back. It's a lot easier to see God's hand providing for you, giving you provision, giving you that joy in certain situations that you need it. Walking with you, leading you. Romans 14:6 says, "He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day to the Lord does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat." Or who? I'm talking in circles. Let me restart that. "He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day to the Lord does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat to the Lord, he does not eat and gives God thanks." I know. Read that on your own, please. Romans 14, 6. I struggled reading that. There's commas, and I don't think when it was written by Paul, it had the punctuation in it that I was trying to give it. Read it on your own, please. Romans 14, 6. Or 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This is much easier for me to read. Because it says this: "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God's will for us is to give thanks, to live in accordance to Him. We are to give thanks. His will for us is to give thanks. Well, Dave, why do we give God thanks? Because He's good? Because He's given us promises in His Word that are ours already? Boy, those are a few pretty good reasons. Give thanks. He commanded Christians to pray with thanksgiving in the name of Christ, who has made all thanksgiving possible. That's what Paul instructed us to do. Pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, who has made our thanksgiving possible. Why? Through His death, His burial, His resurrection, His ascension. That is why we can be thankful today. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we pray with thanksgiving. Colossians 4, 2, "Continue earnestly to pray, be vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Some of that is the before our feet hit the floor, we praise the Lord. We give Him thanksgiving. We give Him thanksgiving each day of our life. We know that He has good things for us because He is a good God. We can trust Him because He is good, and He has made promises in His Word which we know are true, false, sometimes true, always true. Always true, right? It's true. It's true. It's not a A, B, C, B, and C. It's like, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about multiple choice, right? It's not. It's always true. His promises are always true for us, and we need to choose to walk in those promises and walk in those blessings and walk with Him. That's what we need to choose to do. And when we choose to walk with Him and walk in the promises and walk by faith through things that are in front of us, to walk by faith through our life, to walk by faith with Him through our life, we have good reason for thanksgiving. See, typically, we talk about through harvest, and we talk about safety, we talk about this. We talk about thanksgiving in a very superficial, physical, that's what I'm looking for, terms. But it's so much more than that. This is the physical terms of our thanksgiving as believers, is the fact that God sent His Son for us to earth, right? His Son died for us. His Son rose again for us. And then His Son ascended to the throne and now advocates on our behalf to Father God. That's some good reason to be thanksgiving, or to be thankful. That's some good reason to come up here and dance. So I thought today I would offer an opportunity for you guys to come up and dance with me. Just kidding. I'd probably fall off the stage. But guys, what I want to encourage you to do, it's a very simple thing. And I'm gonna invite Mary to come up. And I'm gonna ask you guys to stand up with me. And last week I talked about shifting our perspective, changing our perspective. And today I want us just to spend time wherever we're at, standing. And if you can't stand, please just stay seated. But just honor God, worship God. Be thankful for the things that He has blessed you with. Be thankful that God sent His Son to earth for us so we can have relationship with us. And so we can have relationship with Him. We want to thank Him for His provision and His protection over our lives. Thank Him for His faithfulness and His blessings that He has poured out on us. Take time to think about where your stance and position is, and maybe if you need to shift a little bit, where your faith stance is, and if it needs to shift a little bit. Some of us have been talking about this idea of, and even in my message there where I talked about thankfulness and the good times, but when there's a storm around you, how do you proceed? Maybe reflect on that, but I'm going to invite you we're going to take a couple moments here just to pray, but before we pray, I'm going to offer you guys an opportunity just to praise Him and be thankful to Him for His goodness on your own with your own voices. And it can be, I prefer us to be vocal with our mouths and speak it out, but if you're not comfortable with that yet, say it in your heart. God, we thank You right now, God, as You've heard our voices, as You've heard our hearts, Father, of the thankfulness that we just even began to share with You this morning, God, I pray that this would be a continual thing in our lives, Father. Bring to remembrance each morning, Father, for us, the things that we are thankful for, the things that You have just blessed us with. God, thank You for remind us each day of Your promises, Father. Allow us to spend time in Your Word, Father, and as we spend time in your word, we know more about you, and we can stand stronger on your promises, and we can stand stronger by faith, and we can stand stronger together, Father. God, remind us each morning of your goodness. Father, I pray that as we spend time, and as we've spent time this morning, Father, that we would be reminded of the blessings that you've given us each day. Father, we thank you for each person here today. We thank you for those watching online. We thank you for those that are unable to join us and watching at a later time, Father. I pray that you will just encourage them. Hold them close to you, Father. Father, I pray that we would be a people of joy as we celebrate the things that you have poured out onto us. Father, as we remember verses that you've turned our mourning into gladness, as we've read this morning, God, I thank you for that as we step through life and as we live in a messy world with things around us. God, remind us that you bring joy and that you are our protection and that you defeat our enemies. And it's not up to us. And that because of that, we can walk with confidence. So God, today as we have talked about Thanksgiving, I pray that we would be reminded about that every morning. And that we would walk forward in victory. And we would walk forward with thankfulness. And we would walk forward with joy. And that we would walk forward with peace. God, that we would provide that peace and that joy and that confidence, Father, to others as we talk to them and share the things that we are thankful for with them, as we share our testimonies with people, as we share the goodness that you are to us, as we share that with others, Father, I pray that that would draw others into you and into a relationship with you, Father. So God, allow us to be your instrument here on earth. Thank you, God, that we can be the instrument here on earth. And Father, we pray that you would just work through us. We thank you, God, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless and have a fantastic day, fantastic Thanksgiving. Be blessed.